You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World. From Ipanema to the World, I am Flavio Chamis. Tonight we will be repeating a program we aired in 2021. It is about the Clube da Esquina, the Corner Club, which was founded by a group of musicians that originated in the Brazilian state of Minas Gerais, and among these musicians was Lo Borges, who passed away this past week. It is important to mention that Milton Nascimento was also a founder of the group. Now, Lo Borges was certainly considered one of the most influential composers of Brazilian music. He was recorded by Tom Jobim, Elis Regina, of course, Milton Nascimento, and many, many others. So, here is the complete program about the Corners Club. And welcome to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis. Tonight, on the program, we're going to listen to one of the most iconic records of MPB, Música Popular Brasileira. It is Clube da Esquina, a double album by the Brazilian music artist collective Clube da Esquina, still credited to Milton Nascimento and Lo Borges. Milton Nascimento was born in Rio in 1942. His mom died when he was still an infant, and his adopted family relocated to the state of Minas Gerais when he was 3 years old. His adopted mother sang in a choir under no one less than Heitor Villa-Lobos. As one of the few black children in the small town of Três Pontas in the state of Minas Gerais, Nascimento felt often intolerance. He said, "All my songs are like a movie. They are all very cinematographic." His rise through the ranks of Brazilian popular music was meteoric. A performance at the first Música Popular Brasileira Festival in 1965 garnered notice, and by 1969 he was already in the States recording with the great producer Craig Taylor and in a band with fellow Brazilian jazz stars Elmir Deodato, Ayrton Moreira and even Herbie Hancock. Clube da Esquina, the name of this record, means corner club. It's an allusion to an earlier time when he was back in Belo Horizonte in the corner of the streets Divinópolis and Paraisópolis in the neighborhood of Santa Teresa, for those who know Belo Horizonte, that their corner club was born. It was neither a club really or a movement at the time, but their corner club mixed together several different kinds of music. Bossa Nova, The Beatles, psychedelic rock, Western classical music, indigenous South American, Miles Davis, John Coltrane, and even more. So in 1971, Milton Nascimento and his friends rented a house in the Praia de Paratininga to write their songs, and the album Clube da Esquina was released the following year. It is a landmark of Brazilian pop. The success of the album confirmed Nascimento as a star of Música Popular Brasileira, but also launched the career of other club members like bassist Beto Guedes, guitarist Toninho Horta, widely known, Nelson Ângelo, and the young Borges. While Nascimento was by far the most prominent member of the club, his name isn't even on the cover, and he shared credit with an 20-year-old Lo Borges, who sings lead on six of the songs. As the scholar Charles Perron writes, Clube da Esquina emphasizes the notion of encounter and the importance of gathering. Let us listen to the initial six tracks of the album.
Melhor do que nada. melhor do que nada. Tudo que você consegue ser.
montanhas, diamantes procurar.
Cigana que temperou, morena quem temperou, a cor de canela.
Morena que temperou, cigana quem temperou.
que te espero, morena que te espero, la gordita negra, morena que te espero, cigana que te espero, un cerro de cabo. Cigana que te espero, morena que te espero, la gordita negra, morena que te espero, cigana que te espero, un cerro de cabo. Cigana que te espero, morena que te espero, la gordita negra, morena que te espero.
We just heard from Clube da Esquina, Tudo Que Você Podia Ser. If you're just joining us, we're listening tonight to the album Clube da Esquina, a 1972 double album by the Brazilian music artists collective Clube da Esquina, still often credited to Milton Nascimento and Lô Borges. Considered an important record in the history of Brazilian music, features actually arrangements by Elmir Deodato and Wagner Tiso, and is conducted by Paulo Moura. In this album, the music ranges from the earthy to the angelic, both mysterious, plain-spoken, haunting, and sublime. Elmir Deodato is the one who provides string arrangements for Clube da Esquina. He later worked for Roberta Flack, Frank Sinatra, and several others. Milton Nascimento's voice reaches an extraordinary range. Such extremes befit a man whose voice is one of the most profound in the 20th century music, one that entices and inspires his fellow countrymen, as well as Paul Simon, Earth, Wind and Fire, Herbie Hancock, and so many others. It's a deep, resonant voice, yet able to soar upwards to an ethereal falsetto when capable of a shaking vibrato as well as sustaining pure tones. Or, as once Elis Regina put it, it's not me, it's her, if God sang, he would do it with Milton Nascimento's voice. Let us listen to a few more tracks, starting with the powerful Dos Cruces, the only track of the album in Spanish.
Se via, tuvo que ser. Con su lunita plateada. Testigo de nuestro amor, bajo la noche callada, y nos quisimos tú y yo, sin pecado, pero el destino ha querido que vivamos separados. Están clavadas dos cruces por dos amores que ha muerto, sin haberse comprendido, están clavadas dos cruces en el monte del olvido. Amores que ha muerto, que son el tuyo y el mío. Mm-hmm. Santa Cruz, o puerto de Doña Elvira. Os vuelvo yo a recordar y me parece mentira y a todo aquello pasó. Todo quedó en el olvido. Nuestras promesas de amores en el aire se han perdido. Están clavadas dos cruces. Amores que han muerto sin haberse comprendido, están clavadas dos cruces en el monte del olvido, por dos amores que han muerto. Son el tuyo y el mío.
You heard Dos Cruces, Um Girassol da Cor do Seu Cabelo, San Vicente, Estrelas and Clube da Esquina number 2 from the album Clube da Esquina with Milton Nascimento, Lô Borges, Márcio Borges, Fernando Brandt, Toninho Horta, Wagner Tiso, Nivaldo Ornelas and Paulo Braga. Contrary to popular belief, the photo on the album cover does not depict Milton Nascimento and Lô Borges as kids. It was taken by a Brazilian photographer called Caffi on the side of a road in the rural northern Rio de Janeiro state. For the next 40 years, the boys on the album cover were sort of a mystery, and one that required a manhunt of sorts to try to track the boys down. It was done, and Tonho, one of the boys, recalled some 40 years later. Someone in the car shouted at me, and I smiled. I was eating a piece of bread that someone had given me because I was starving. I was barefoot, but I never knew I was on the cover of a record. My mother will be thrilled. We never had a photo of me as a boy. The photographer, Caffi, remembers, it was like lightning. It's a strong image. It is the face of Brazil.
Não devia me procurar.
You heard Paisagem da Janela from the album Clube da Esquina, this iconic record done by Milton Nascimento and friends in 1972. Clube da Esquina is a name of a group of boys in Minas Gerais in Belo Horizonte in the early 70s who used to get together in a specific corner. That is why it's called the Corner Club. And you might be interested in it. In case you are in Belo Horizonte, you can go to the museum Clube da Esquina. It also has a bar with photos of the members of the club and mementos of those times in the early 70s, where these extraordinary musicians created these pieces that in those days were considered in Brazil avant-garde. We still have time for one more song. This one, Nada Será Como Antes. Thank you so much for listening. I am Flávio Chames, always glad to have you with us. Hope you can join us again next Friday at 7 p.m. on WRCT-FM in Pittsburgh, streaming on wrct.org. And you can always let us know what you're thinking by sending us an email to fromipanema.to.theworld@gmail.com. Enjoy the sounds of Milton Nascimento, his friends, and the Clube da Esquina, the Corners Club.
a lua morena, a dança do vento, o ventre da noite, o sol da manhã. A chuva cigana, a dança dos rios, o mel do cacau, o sol da manhã.
Ei, morena, que temperou, cigana, quem temperou, o cheiro do cravo. Cigana, quem temperou, morena, quem temperou, a cor de canela.